It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Hour number 2 of the Drive underway. Fan Run Radio continues. Russell Beer, Trey back with you. Top 4 at 4 is brought to you by MyBookie. Get your bets in for football tonight. Panthers, Falcons, NFC South battle. Panthers a 2-point favorite at home. But I know, I know, Trey. I know.
Oh, you know.
I know.
You know.
Trey's South Alabama Jaguars bear 4-point underdogs at Georgia Southern tonight.
We've got this.
What's the Georgia Southern mascot, Trey?
I have no idea.
Eagles.
It's Eagles.
The Eagles.
Southern.
Oh, yeah, the Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah. They got cool uniforms.
It's a cool stadium. I've been there.
And you've also got Fresno and Colorado State.
Oh, wow.
Tonight. You can bet on all this. MyBookie.ag. Go get your bets in for football tonight. Be sure to use promo code Knoxville to double your first deposit. Bear?
Do they have a line on the Thursday night rivalry game?
It's Alcoa and Kingsport Dobbins Bennett tonight.
Ooh.
I'm gonna go ahead and handicap that one. Alcoa minus 14.
Woo. Probably get some action on that. All right. Top 4-4. Number one. Surprisingly, have to talk Major League Baseball again, Russ. The Chicago White Sox have made a surprising choice as their new manager.
Who's that?
Tony La Russa, age 76.
Wow. Huh.
Yeah.
Always liked Tony Lurie. Hell of a manager. No doubt about that. So he's going to the South Side. Take over the White Sox.
Yeah. He's inheriting a team loaded with young stars and productive veterans that made the playoffs for the first time since 2008, only to sputter down the stretch and get knocked out of the wild card round.
They say 76 is the new 66.
Yeah. I mean, Dusty Baker's no longer the old man of the league. He's
how old is he?
Probably 71.
Well, in a world where our president, whoever wins next week, is going to be pushing 80, I guess you could be a 76-year-old baseball manager. I mean, it's not like they've got to do anything that physically strenuous.
I mean, what jumps out at me when the way they describe the team, a mix of loaded with young stars and productive veterans, he may end up being what they need, a steady hand, a veteran. Yeah.
There you go.
Be interesting to follow. Number two, according to sources, Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Gardner Minshew has multiple fractures and a sprained ligament in his thumb. So
doesn't sound good.
He had discomfort in his thumb since Jacksonville's October 11th game at Houston. He did not tell the team about the pain until after the last game, a 39-29 loss to the Chargers.
So who's their backup?
Old 7'1" Mike Glennon from NC State is the backup quarterback.
Mike Glennon is still in the NFL.
That's
Mike Glennon.
Yeah. Wow. Lurch himself.
I wonder if they're regretting trading Dobbs back to the Steelers, letting him go.
Probably so. Probably not as much as the Steelers regretted trading Dobbs last year when their entire quarterback room resembled a mass unit.
Well, they had that old boy who got clobbered over the head with Myles Garrett's helmet, right?
Yeah. With Myles Mason Garrett.
Rudolph.
No, it was his own helmet that Myles Garrett was swinging at him.
Oh, was it?
I'm pretty sure that Rudolph.
Slept since
Mason
then.
Rudolph was that the guy's name?
Yeah.
Oof. It's like he didn't connect cleanly with that thing. All right, number three. The Big Ten is next. Nebraska Cornhuskers, a replacement game versus our University of Chattanooga Mocs. Dr. Jay Blackman, UTC Senior Associate Athletics Director for Strategic Communications. Where did they come up with these stupid names? Strategic Communications. Confirmed the Big Ten's decision to ESPN.
I like the strategic communications, like as opposed to what? Just dumb.
Could you make up like some kind of fancy title for like me and Trey and Drew?
Well, yeah, you know. Drew is the executive producer of the Drive.
The hell he is.
I like that.
He's the intern. I'm on furlough.
You
right
just
now.
Asked me to come yeah. up with, like, make
I'm
up your mind.
Off.
What do you
I'm
want?
Getting ready, I'm getting ready to hang up and drive down there again and put my mask back.
No, you're
on.
Not. Trey is
yeah,
the.
I will. What happened last time you doubted me? I showed up.
All right, just go on with your segment, Bear. Go on with your segment.
All right. Anyhow, the Big Ten said no dice.
You come on down here, by the way. Will Stevens is here, and he says he's been licking doorknobs downtown all day. So come on down, Bear.
He shouldn't be contagious. He's already had the Rona and tested positive for antibodies. I don't know what the hell.
You go ahead and take that chance, buddy.
He's a weirdo. Hangs up with a three and out crew. Number four, Jerry Jones. The Dallas Cowboys have released Don Terry Poe due to weight problems and performance. They are having a fire sale in Dallas on everybody.
Yes, things seem to be going really well for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. I saw where he got into it with my boy RJ Choppy on Dallas radio earlier this week.
Yeah. And I'm loving it. I absolutely hate the Cowboys. I've hated them since birth. I was a proud Washington Redskins fan until Daniel Snyder bought the team.
Bear. The Washington football team, please.
They will always be the Redskins to me.
I hope that
loses every game for the rest of eternity. I've been watching that Ezekiel Elliott getting blown away by that linebacker and then laying there on the ground and watching Andy Dalton get crushed just on repeat. I just sit and giggle. Hilarious. Go to hell, Cowboys. Go to hell. Anyhow, yeah.
As Bear, ladies and gentlemen, the Drive's Executive Director of Offensive Communications.
Well, thank you. There was one good quote from Jerry. He said, when you're 30 pounds overweight, and you're not doing anything about what's keeping you from performing well on the field, there's no reason to get into the other stuff. Apparently, Don Terry Poe is persistent. He's shown a persistent kneeling for the national anthem before the game is consideration.
Maybe he's just tired from carrying around that extra 30 pounds.
Where did he play in college?
It was in the SEC. It was at Mississippi State.
Don Terry Poe. I thought he, I don't know. I thought it was the West team, maybe Auburn.
It was or
Oregon Wallace. Did he play at Auburn?
Ole Miss.
Where's Trey at? I figured Trey know this one.
Don Terry Poe. He played at Memphis. Bro. Memphis, yeah, he was a first rounder for the Chiefs back in the day. He's always
okay.
Big man's always struggled with his weight.
I
don't know why you got to bring his weight into that. I mean.
Well, I mean, if somebody's paying me a gazillion dollars a year to stay in shape to play football and for the Dallas Cowboys, taking apart my blood hatred of them, I'd probably make sure I stayed in shape and performed on the field if I wanted to keep my gazillion dollar a year job. That's just me, though. Anyhow, it's top 4-4. Back to you, Russ.
Folks, get your bets in for Thursday night football. Go to mybookie.ag to play. If you win, you get paid. That's what happens at MyBookie. They'll double your first deposit. You're going to get started. Tonight would be a great time to sample it. Use promo code Knoxville to activate that double your first deposit offer. That's promo code Knoxville to double your cash with MyBookie. Visit MyBookie.ag today. MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid. Our phone number, if you want to hop on the G3 Help Me hotline, is 865-546-8200. Let's go to the phones. Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, I've got a question, and I hope it doesn't come this year. Well, you know, hope's all we got. What would be the point of no return for Jeremy Pruitt? Would it be losing recruits, losing the field house? What would be, as a, just a fan watching from the outside?
You talking about for this, like to fire him this year?
Huh?
Are you talking about to fire him this year or?
Hopefully, no. Hopefully not this year. But, you know, if things don't go good this year, what would we start looking at next year?
Well, I don't, first of all, I don't think there's any way he loses his job barring going 0-5 the rest of the way. And even then, I think there's some question about it. Now,
you go 0-5, Russ, and nothing's off the table.
Okay. Yeah, you might be right. But I just don't see a coaching change being made this year, barring something like that happening. And even then, I don't know. So I think the point we get to is, how hot is that seat going into year four? And that depends on how many these games he wins. Now, if he turns it around like last year and gets everybody back on his side, then I don't think that seat will be very warm. And I think that he'll be able to go in and say, you know, you win 6 to 8 games, you're going to be fine. Anything more than that's gravy. Anything less than that, then maybe we're having a different conversation. But if he really flounders down the stretch, say we win 2 games. Say we win 2 more games and we go 4-6 this year. Then I think that seat's pretty hot, guys. And he's got to show some improvement. I don't know that a 6-6 in 2021 saves his job at that point. I think he's got to win at least 7 games to keep his job after year 4.
It's 7, if not 8.
Maybe.
Can we keep this recruiting class if he only wins 4 games?
It'd be tough on some of these kids. I mean, at some point, whether it's Pruitt or not, Tennessee's going to have to start. We've got to beat somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even back during, you know, when Coach Majors was rebuilding the program, you could count on at least every year he would upset somebody. He'd beat, you know, Notre Dame. He ended the streak to Alabama. Just something. Give us something.
Yeah, I think he's going to
grab. Throw us a bone.
Yeah, if you go 1-4, which, I mean, if you're taking bets now. Trey, what do you think? Are we going to be an underdog at Arkansas?
Ooh.
And I kind of think we're looking at 1-4 the rest of the way, according
man,
to
tough.
The experts. I know I said 2 the other day. You said 4-1. But if they go 1-4 and we end up 3-7 on the season, that seat's going to be on fire for Jeremy Pruitt going into next year.
I think the seat will be on fire with fans. I don't think the seat will be on fire. I think it'll be warm when inside the building.
Yeah. The only thing about that, though, Trey, is that, you know, if the fan base doesn't feel like that, you know, inside is paying attention to us, we can turn right back around and set fire to the seat that's not paying attention to us as well.
That would be the
last thing.
We'll
turn on our own here, won't we, Russ?
The last thing Tennessee needs is fan base setting things on fire again. And I'm just being very bluntly honest in that situation.
Well, I agree with you, Trey, but I know this fan base.
Let me finish. Hold on 1 second. Philip Fulmer also will not be making the next hire if Jeremy Pruitt doesn't make it. So the leniency between the athletic director and the head coach, Phillip's going to give him all the time he needs. Because once he's gone, Pruitt, Phillip's gone too.
Two things here before we take our break. First of all, just don't hire anybody connected to the Penn State debacle and you won't have to worry about setting anything on fire. Second of all, that first part's real easy, right? Just don't do anything stupid.
Yeah.
Second of all, there are just so many moving parts to it. Like Mike said, the recruiting angle is their class falling apart. And then just the financial aspect of it, man. This COVID stuff is not going away anytime soon. You heard I saw a thing with Dr. Fauci saying it might be 2022 before things, quote unquote, start to get back to normal. Well,
I'm going to move to Canada. I can't deal with it.
I don't think things are going to be any worse. Like, it's not like they don't have COVID in Canada. So,
yeah, but I'll just seclude myself somewhere.
Well, my point is the economics of all this, that's a major factor in whether or not, A, you're able to make a coaching change in the first place, and B, if you are, what your budget is to go and get a better coach. And we just don't know how that's going to play out next year. So all these things to keep an eye on. Hey, I go back to what I began the show with. If you're looking for some positivity, the best thing that happened is this guy picks himself up off the mat, puts together a five-game win streak, fixes it. He did it last year. We were just as down on the program after BYU as we are today. People forget that because he picked himself up off the mat. He went five games in a row here, including a win over Florida to end it. This place will be right back on the bandwagon. I guarantee they will. And that would be the best thing to happen. So stay with us. The drive continues. 865-546-8200. If you want to hop on the G3 Help Me hotline, more of The Drive coming up.
The Drive.
We got a lot of nice girls. I'm ready.
Back here on The Drive, it's Fan Run Radio. Let's get D.R. Vall in here next. Hello, D.R. Vall.
Hey, guys. So, Russ and Barrett, what was that y'all were talking about with Kendall Briles? I'd never heard that before about him and Pruitt getting in a fight.
Why did you put that out there, Barrett? No, there's a reason you never heard it before.
We've talked about it on the air multiple times.
I don't think we've ever talked about that on the air.
Yeah, I've never heard that. I've listened to y'all for 3 years. That's the first I've heard of it.
We talked about it on the air,
Trey,
when it went down.
Trey, do you even know what we're talking about, first of all? Trey?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry.
Have we talked about it on the show?
About, I know about the meeting. No, we've never spoken about it because I didn't want to put that out.
I don't know, man. All right, so.
I could have sworn we had, man. You didn't even have to put yourself into it there, Trey. You're too honest with everybody, man.
I don't
care.
Learn
nothing from me.
You
could just play dumb there.
It's a completely unsubstantiated rumor. I don't really feel because I mean, part of me thinks it's BS. So when Pruitt fired Tyson Helton, he interviewed a couple of different people for the spot. Remember, the offensive coordinator job is open for like 100 days. It took a long time. And nobody talked about Chaney as being a possibility until the very last minute. It was like, wow, can't believe they made that happen. One of the guys he interviewed was Kendall Briles, and a completely unsubstantiated, unconfirmed rumor that's a little hard for me to believe was that the interview didn't go well, and Pruitt was basically telling him, well, I don't know if your offense can work in the SEC. Remember, Briles was with Kiffin at FAU at the time. And Briles was basically like, well, dude, why did you bring me in here to interview me? And that it got contentious. So I don't know if that's true or not, but that was the rumor a year or two ago, D.R. Vall.
Oh, God, he's going to put 50 on us next week, isn't he?
Well, I hadn't thought about it from that angle. I mean, if it's true and interview didn't go well, then yeah, there might be a bit of a grudge there.
Next Saturday night.
Well, if they do put 50 on us, in my head, it's true. If we shut them out, it wasn't true. Which, you know, that would kind of go along with, who was that Georgia quarterback when we hired Pruitt that said he wouldn't work as a head coach in SEC because of his temper?
Aaron Murray said that.
Yeah. It made me think of that. Guys, if we do, I'm not going to lie, I'm enjoying not playing this weekend. You know, it reminds me of somebody that's truly blessed that got out before they locked the gates to Hotel Garantano. And that's Don from Sweetwater. God bless him.
Well, now, Don said that – wasn't it kind of conditional? Like, if they wore the black uniforms and embraced Black Lives Matter, Don said he was out. Or was he out at the march? I can't remember. I don't know if he's out or not.
I don't remember.
He ain't out. He's not out. I guarantee you. Not out.
Think he's listening right now?
I think he calls, and when Drew picks up, he hangs up. Just he's wanting to go along with it.
Just can't go through with it.
God bless him if he is out. Because I'm telling you, I've already thought the worst. Like, we get beat by Arkansas, I'm gonna listen to y'all, and then I'm gonna get a bottle of Everclear and re-listen to the 7 hours of Shiano Sunday of y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, D.R. Vall.
You ever dance with that devil, Russ, Trey? Everclear? Woo! Good times.
Yeah, when I was in college, they used to do the Everclear in a cooler along with every other kind of mixed Kool-Aid you could find. And
it was what Lisa called the Purple Jesus.
Yeah, it was something else, man.
Well, that was a voluntary reaction moment for the ages when Lisa and, oh, man, I wish she would call back in. I hope she's okay. I haven't had any communication.
She was pretty fond of you, Russ.
She was. She's my number one fan.
I just remember waking up in a smoke pit after I drank it, and it was a long night.
Lisa called in and told us during the midst of the Purple Butch Jesus. Jones fiasco in 2017 that she was hitting up that Purple Jesus.
It'll do crazy things to you, man. It will do crazy, crazy things.
So, is this a we're basically putting a lot into this Arkansas game. Bear, you're way out on this guy. What does he have to do to pull you back in? Can he do anything?
I mean, it's not that I'm way. I mean, I want him to be successful. I like the guy. I think it's hilarious. I like watching him, you know, do the things he does. I mean, he's something else, but I mean, we can't. He's not getting it done right now.
What if he beat? If he goes on, wins these next two, beats Arkansas and Vietnam, comes back home and beats Texas A&M. Are you back on the bandwagon at that point?
Might be if he goes down to what would be next, Auburn. Then slaps Trey's Tigers around. Yeah. Probably be in then, and then who do we play next after that?
Vandy.
I think you're going to play your West End Bear Vanderbilt.
The West End. Yeah.
Vanderbilt.
I don't.
Yeah, Vanderbilt. The Vanderbilt.
I'll be pulling for Akeem out of Supe, but I'll never pull for the school. And then you follow it up with a win against Florida. You at least don't embarrass yourself like you have at every other big game. He really needs to win a big game.
Yeah. He does.
It's problematic for it to be Florida, just given the history of the series. But he really needs to win the Florida game.
3 years in with no signature wins is it's not a good sign. 865-546-8200. 546-8200. Your number if you want to get on the show with us this afternoon. In hindsight, if you could hop in Doc Brown's time machine and go back to right after the 2018 season, Jeremy Pruitt's first year, and he's looking for that new OC, would you have handed the keys to Kendall Briles instead of Big Jim Chaney?
Probably not, because if you remember at the time, I mean, that is the one thing about Kendall Briles that I wouldn't be able to overlook, but I mean, anybody's more than welcome to go and look up all the stuff that went on at Baylor, and he was alleged to have been smack dab in the middle of the cover-up, and he kind of skated out of it. So then he went to coaching rehab.
Okay.
I mean, we talked about that on air, the fact that, you know, there's a good segment of our fan base that, because of the way we reacted to anybody associated with the Penn State thing, pretty much kind of felt the same way anybody associated with that. It was such a horrible scandal and horrible stuff that went on down there that we didn't want anybody associated with it in Tennessee.
Is it true that nobody except Maryville has scored points against Alcoa this year?
Believe so.
Wow.
I mean, that defense is stout. And looking back, I mean, had Alcoa not turned the ball over, they maybe probably win that game. I mean, they had some critical turnovers in the second half of that one.
It's critical.
But yeah, they stonewalled Maryville for most of that game.
Take a quick timeout. When we continue, Bo Jackson had some interesting things to say. Is it truth or early onset CTE? We'll let you decide. When do we continue? Plus, more of your phone calls coming. We have some Purple Jesus recipes coming in we might have to take a look at this afternoon on the show. Stay tuned. The Drive rages on after this.
The Drive.
So, friend of the show, David Britt, Volunteer State Insurance Group, says he apparently has a lot of free time on his hands this week. And he took it upon himself to record an entire, he wrote and recorded, I guess with like him singing to a karaoke version of Hotel California. He did the whole Hotel Garantano.
Yeah.
Now, it's been met with mixed reviews here around the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Bear is not a huge fan.
Love David Britt. Love David Britt. Want to get that out there.
You just think his song sucks.
Yeah, basically.
I've never heard it.
Trey needs to – all right, I'm going to send it to you, Trey. Drew, you've heard it a little bit. What do you think?
Like, lyrically, it's pretty good, but the singing is
He can't – he's not as bad as Trey singing, but he's
right.
Pretty bad.
Yeah. It's not good. But lyrics
now,
is pretty
playing
good.
Around, I could actually sing really well. I don't like y'all's take.
Trey, stop, man. Just stop, man. We love you. I love you.
No, I've got some pipes.
Buddy, you cannot sing. Give it up. I can't either. No big deal. Gifted at other things.
A good friend will tell you when you're wrong, Trey. A good friend will tell you when you're wrong. Keep
that
in mind.
You're really good at the sports reporting stuff. I'm really good at stirring things up. It's just, you know, we all have our talents. Singing is not one of them for me or you. Okay? I'm right there with you, buddy.
What about me? Can I sing?
I've heard you sing a couple of times for real or once. Yeah, you're definitely the most musically inclined member of the Drive.
Such a kiss ass. Sure.
I have been called the songbird of my generation.
I think I've got a better ear for music than you do. I mean, you listen to some absolute garbage. I do lyrically. David did a really good job. I think had we put him maybe with our resident world-class parody vocalist, Weston Franklin, you know, we might have, you know, Lieber and Stoller, Lennon McCartney.
I thought the verses, well, first of all, I couldn't understand some of the words in the verses, but I thought the chorus was actually pretty good. Should we play it? Should we play the chorus?
Yeah.
Trey, you want to hear it?
Let Trey hear it first. At least four of us will have heard it.
I'll listen to it.
Because I feel like, and here's what's happening here, Trey. I don't know if you picked up on this, but I'm one of my talents is like listening between the lines. So a lot of people might hear what Bear is saying, but I hear what he's saying as well as what he's really saying. And so you have to keep in mind who came up with Hotel Garantano.
Oh, good point. Okay, now
it's Bear. All right, that's his baby. He's very proud of this, and he doesn't want everything that goes along with it to soil his. What is? I will admit his good idea. Like he doesn't have many of them. A lot of his ideas, quite frankly, suck. But
you're so full of
when he hits on. When he a good friend will tell you when you're wrong, Bear. When he hits on one.
Oh yeah.
When he gets a good idea, it's usually pretty good. And so this Hotel Garantano thing, he's very possessive of it. Okay. And
you'll get your own Kool-Aid's what I'm saying. You know, if we get right down to it, I'll admit it. You know.
But you've had plenty of time. This is what I'll say. David took some initiative here. He went ahead and wrote and recorded the song. You've had several. What, you came up with Hotel Garantano 2 or 3 weeks ago. You've had plenty of time.
Yeah, but it didn't need to go anything beyond us playing the outro at the end of the show. And
oh, this is no. You know, I've heard from many people who have been wanting the full song, including just yesterday, somebody DM'd me saying we need the whole Hotel Garantano recording.
Well, see, the problem is I sent a DM to Wes, but he's so caught up. I mean, he's lost his damn mind over the election. I don't know if we're ever getting him back. He's forgotten all about Tennessee sports, parody songs, and everything that makes life fun. So that's what I was waiting on. I thought, surely to God. I mean, the guy who came up with Surrender, you're going to get rolled.
By the Vols.
Yeah, I mean, I thought for sure.
And one popped up on my playlist the other week that I'd totally forgotten about and really made me crack up was I Am Mormon Man.
Oh, that was a classic. It sucked that we lost that one. Two of his better ones, we lost the game, so we never got to play.
I am Mormon Man. I practice polygamy. It was for the BYU game.
Yeah, you got a little confused. Yeah,
I mean, that was really good.
Did the REM, super, you never heard I Am Superman, REM?
I've heard of R.E.M. I don't know.
You've heard of R.E.M.?
I know a couple songs from R.E.M.
You've heard of R.E.M., Barry.
Oh, my Lord. I know a few songs from R.E.M.
Are we going to take Drew to Chuck E. Cheese for his 13th birthday ruffle?
Name me.
You haven't heard of R.E.M.
Name me three R.E.M. songs off the top of your head, Drew.
Okay. End of the World.
Okay.
Losing My Religion.
Okay. Those are the two biggest ones.
Orange. Oh, God. Damn it. I know.
Come on. Come on. You almost had it.
Everybody hurts.
Stop it, Trey. You can't name that one. Are you trying to say Orange Crush?
Yeah, that was it. That was Orange Crush.
Eyeliner. Oh, come on, man. Radio Free Europe. Really?
It's a political radio company.
I couldn't tell you, man. I couldn't either.
So...
that was my first concert as a UT student. It was REM.
Yeah.
Stokely Athletic Center.
Man. Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson, interview with thescore.com. Talking about the difference between back when he played and nowadays. Man, how old are we getting that Bo Jackson is the guy sitting on the porch talking about back in my day, these young whippersnappers. Says nobody wraps up and tackles anymore. Bo Jackson says, presumably with a straight face, that if he were playing today, he would average, quote, 350 to 400 yards a game.
I would tend to agree unless he was playing the 85 Vols, where he tapped out, said no moss.
Now, who's
anymore?
Nobody's ever. What is the all-time record for average rushing yardage throughout a season in college football? It's like Barry Sanders, maybe had. I would say what?
Probably the year he won the Heisman.
Like 220 yards a game.
220.
Well, Rashawn Salaam had a 2,000 yard season in 1995, so that average is probably very high.
I mean, Bo Jackson.
He did go to Auburn, so math and division probably not his strong suit. To be fair.
Oh. I mean, other than the Tennessee game where we got the better of him, I mean. Bo Jackson's probably the greatest athlete that I've seen in my lifetime. He was an all-star in baseball and football. I mean, hell, he probably could have made the all-star team in the NBA, too. I mean, he's just a freak.
Absolute physical marvel.
Yeah, I mean, I see what he's saying, and it's something that I've noticed. I mean, people don't really tackle anymore. But, I mean, the teams that do tackle are the best teams in college football,
well,
usually in the NFL.
The game has had to adapt and evolve to survive because they're not going to let the game wouldn't be able to survive if you see all these guys getting into their 50s and 60s with severe dementia from brain injuries they accrued playing American tackle football. And if football's response was just, well, them's the breaks, then the game would go away. Parents would stop letting their kids play. It's already happening. So the game the game has to evolve, and that's part of it. He's right that it's not as physical a game anymore, but that's how it has to be. I think most of us realize that. Even when, like when McCullough popped that dude, the Bama guy in the face, that first hit, and it's like, oh, man. I was surprised they overturned that, first of all. I was like, yeah, I mean, hit him in the face mask with his helmet. Like, that's going to get you thrown out of the game. But
Tim said it. Tim said it wasn't targeting. The Alabama player actually initiated it by lowering his head.
Yeah.
And he basically said, you, Bob, and everybody else can get bit.
Okay,
you
fine.
Don't agree with him.
Fine. But if the shoe were on the other foot and the Bama guy had there had been helmet-to-helmet contact against one of our receivers, the Bama defensive back, and they had initially called it targeting, we would have been absolutely apoplectic if they had overturned it.
Well, yeah, because Alabama gets away with stuff like that.
That's what I mean. So you just got to keep that in mind. 400 yards a game. Is he high? Is he suffering from CTE? He took a lot of hard hits.
I mean, he might be. Don't think it would be that high. I think he could easily average 200, 225, easy, because they don't wrap up.
Hmm.
And if you didn't wrap him up, he was gone.
We got to take a quick break right here. Hey, folks, coming up tomorrow, we're going to be live at Old Ben Franklin Motors in West Knoxville for our special, our Halloween special. You're darn right I'm dressing up. It's Halloween, dude. Who doesn't dress up on Halloween?
No. Trey is in a secluded location.
He's in seclusion in the West Wing. Do you get the reference, Drew?
It sounds so freaking familiar.
Bear?
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, come on, Bear. Big Lebowski reference, and it just goes right sailing right by you. Old Ben Franklin Motors tomorrow, 3 to 6 in West Knoxville. Come on down. We own the bank. You're looking for a ride. You need some wheels. You need to come see us tomorrow, 3 to 6 across from Franklin Square. In West Knoxville, we'll have piping hot Jets pizza for you. It's going to be a big old time. Stay with us. We'll talk to the coach killer, Jamie, up next on the G3 Help Me Hotline when we continue on The Drive.
The Drive. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Best bumper ever.
Fan Run Radio, The Drive. You love it. You love
garbage.
The Big and Rich.
Oh, I love it.
It's horrible.
All right. Here's I'll play you just a little bit of David Britt's masterpiece here. Ready?
No.
Welcome to the Hotel Garantano. That New Jersey face you will never replace. Living it up, he's Jared Garantano. Come on, Jeremy.
Oh.
Open your eyes and see.
There you go. Sorry about that. Hit the pause button. What do you think, Trey? Initial response.
I don't know. I really don't know.
You don't know.
The singing is not up to my standard, but the lyrics are pretty decent.
See, that's what I thought, was that the lyrics were like, the New Jersey face you will never replace. Come on, Jeremy, open your eyes and see. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad.
Lyrically, it's pretty good.
Okay, so you're coming around. Let's get
– not really, but I'm trying to be nice.
Jamie – you're on The Drive, Fan Run Radio, the G3 Help Me Hotline. What did you think, Jamie?
You know, I love it. That's usually the final shoe to drop is whenever the Make Fun of You songs start hitting the Drive airways.
Yeah, that's usually like right after the players only meeting, and then the coach lashing out at
what all have we had,
at the media
down to the ages. Welcome to the con zone. A smash hit that one was.
Yes.
Mormon man.
Not a good sign.
Well, Russ, can we count on another appearance by Sergeant Stadenko?
Sergeant Rusty Stadenko has been working hard at the Tennessee Highway Patrol. It's been a rough year. You know, some of those guys have been furloughed. I understand he's put on some weight this year, but you never know who might stop by at Old Ben Franklin Motors tomorrow between 3 and 6.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Very underrated. We don't see enough of him. Be curious who will be the deputy to. Anyway, yeah, I'd say Bo Jackson could probably do whatever he wanted to in today's football. I mean, he's top three best running backs I've ever seen in my life.
Jeremy Pruitt would have him playing linebacker. Is that a cheap shot? Is that a cheap
shot? Good.
He'd make a hell of a linebacker. I will say that.
Well, speaking of Jeremy Pruitt, guys, if we win out this year but lose to Florida in similar fashion, you know, 20-plus points, and they bring him back next year, I'm done. I can't pay for that. That deal's not good enough for me. Not a square deal. Not a square deal at all. I'm going to pass. I've seen enough garbage football, and I've seen us hang on to losers too long for them to just decide to say, yeah, that's good enough, you know, beating the Mizzou's and the Candies of the world. And, you know, it's okay after year three that you're 0-9 against your biggest rivals.
What if he kind of pulls it together here, Jamie, at the end like he did last year and ends the season with a win over Florida?
A win over Florida is a glimmer of hope, which, I mean, at this point, I'll take it. But just in the 2.5 years I've sat back and watched this guy coach, and the dumb stuff he says in the media, like, you know, five-star hearts and life champions was some of the dumbest stuff I've ever heard in my life. Until I heard Jeremy Pruitt actually say the words, our wide receivers need to be able to run down guys on a pick six. Like the pick six ain't the problem. It's the being able to tackle on the pick six is the issue.
I don't think that's what – I think you're parsing his words a little bit there. I would agree with you. The pick six in the first place, the interception itself is the problem. But the fact that nobody hustled downfield to catch him is the sign of a – that's a big issue too, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like I've always said, you know, people talk about, you know, Facebook and Twitter talking about how it's these negative fans that are the recruits – look, I've always said this about fans and teammates. It's organic. It's organic. They don't decide to hate. You know, you make them hate. You know, you water the fields of hate. Here comes the hate. It's like, you know, Tennessee fans, if we're being fair, they're some of the most loyal fans in the country. We show up for losers. So for the Tennessee fans to turn on you, it's not the fans. It's you. And the same with those teammates of Jared Garantano. I saw him pulling up and taking wide angles. I saw it. And that's, you know, that's not on them. You know, whenever your coach refuses to play the best players he's got and applies his strategy to every position but quarterback, you know, if I'm a player on that team, at some point I'm like, I'm over it too, man. I'm not running down this guy's pick. To hell with him. I hope he runs it. I hope they return them all. You know, whatever it takes to get him out of here. I mean, like I've always said, I've always given the fans around here a hard time for being too sheepish, and they are. But because of that, for the fans to turn on you, there's a problem with you. It ain't the fans. So get off of their back. But, Russ, on the way out the door, you underutilize your ability to do impressions. The Rick and Ridge barbecue guy absolutely is next level. The Shires, whatnot. I hope those guys come out and say hello for Halloween. Y'all hang in there.
Mm. All right, very good. Rick and Ridge. Stay with us.
Rick and Ridge.
We got another hour of the show coming up here.
Whoa. It's top of the hour, isn't it?
Yeah. Not to catch you unprepared or anything.
I've been sending you stories for the last 40 minutes, Bear. You're good.
Rickard Ridge Barbecue. This would be a great weekend with no UT game to take the quick drive up I-75 to Rickard Ridge for some of the best barbecue you're ever going to have. They got fall at the bone, Memphis-style baby back ribs, slow-smoked chicken thighs, fresh hand-cut steaks. They got it all. Located in beautiful Cove Lake State Park, where the leaves and colors are changing, a spectacular view of the Cumberland Mountains. Rickard Ridge, more than just dinner, it's a destination. Check out the full menu online at rickardridgebbq.com. Stay with us. Hour number three coming up.
The Drive.